I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You know what this means?
On my end, I stopped delivering.
Matt Painter is going to join the show Friday. What time, John? 11:25? We're picking it up!
I did try to get Cam Jones this year, but I got stiffed by the Marquette SID. It was crazy. I even had Goodman help me on that, and he couldn't get Cam Jones.
He doesn't know you.
I know he doesn't know me, but he knows where I'm at. He knows I'm in Memphis, you know? I mean, come on, man. He's got family here, I'm sure.
No, I'm just messing around.
That would have loved to talk to him.
Sad deal. Maybe they don't recognize Field of 68.
Cam was the Field of 68's fashion correspondent.
And still wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
Bro,
now,
I'm questioning whether this was a good experience, man, all some of this stuff I've heard, bro. Okay?
You have wins in the
between in-laws. Jay and this Cam said no?
No, the worst part was...
Denial?
No, the worst part was Goodman yesterday on Twitter. He was, like, individually thanking, like, he thanked John Fanta, he thanked Rob Doster, he thanked John Henson, he thanked Tyler Hansbrough.
Sensitive as you are, he knows that and he left you out?
No, he didn't leave me out. He lumped me in with everybody else.
Like, what's the problem with that?
I mean, six, seven people. I was down there in San Antonio. I was down there in Vegas doing shows. Six or seven people get their own, and then he just lumps me in with the rest of the slappies, you know?
I really am.
That was a bad experience.
This is Jimmy. I'm working with Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I just.
My goodness.
I just thought that was like.
So you deserved your own sentence?
I deserve my own tweet, 100%. 100%. I think so. You know, you could have just said.
Y'all tweet John, give him a pat on the back. He clearly still needs it coming off San Antonio.
Yeah, man.
It was a tough weekend for him.
In more ways than one, you're exactly right. But we will rebuild, and I will be better about guests for the back half of this year.
Matt Painter, 1:25 Friday.
Yeah, stay tuned. Norton Hurd the Fourth's a good start. He's a regular, but he's a good one. And he is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about LeBaron Filon. I want to know what's going on there with him. Is he going to declare for the draft, keep his eligibility? That's all the rage. That's what everybody does now. They declare and they keep their eligibility. So we'll talk to him about that and the rest of the portal. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25. Get his thoughts on this 90-day tariff pause. Other than China, that's going up to 125%. So everything else is paused. Just so you know, Jason.
I appreciate you letting me know.
I want to let you know what's going on in the world. You know, the world affairs. So you're fine. But you know, you said this was you bought a car at the worst time. Maybe you actually bought a car at the best time.
No. Best time would have been after me.
Yeah.
That's why the run on them right now is happening before this kicks in.
Right. Panic buying.
Yeah.
But don't be a panicking.
No, it could get much worse, though.
Don't be a panicking, Jason.
Dude, I'm fine. I got 3 more years on my car. It's a good time to stay in your ride.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah. Very
aware. So anyway, we'll talk to Norton Hurd about the portal and comings and goings there. But the Memphis Grizzlies won last night. Woohoo! Over the Charlotte Hornets.
Kept pace.
Yeah, it was definitely expected and appreciated, right? That the Grizzlies took care of business against these Charlotte Hornets. I don't even know, like, LaMelo out, right?
Yeah, he didn't play last night.
So
weirdly, the AP story has him in the story. He did not play. I went and double-checked. Yeah. It has him hitting 5 threes. So they had obviously not erased. They copy and paste and did not erase something from a previous game. It was very strange.
Yeah.
It was in the Associated Press story. Yeah. Did not play, John.
Yeah, that team is absolutely abysmal.
They had Miles Bridges out there. It was the closest thing to look like any, you know, anything you might come to an arena for. But we know the deal on Bridges, too. How many Charlotte folks come to see
him? Dude, Taj Gibson is still playing?
His 999th game. He's got one more for 1,000. That'll be a big mark for him.
That's probably why he's still playing, right?
Journeyman.
To get that 1,000?
Former Bull, probably gave us some of his best years. I remember him as a Knick, seeming to be effective then, too. But you're talking about ultimate journeyman role player.
That man came out in 09.
Is he Iowa State or something? What is
USC.
Why did I say Iowa State?
The colors are right.
Yeah.
They basically are the same colors. But, yeah, that's how bad the Hornets are. They're getting...
Dude, who is Simpson Jr.?
That's KJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is he? He's from Colorado, right?
Is that who he is?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. He's
second round
two-way guy, yeah.
Huh.
He's the guy that hurt Jalen Wells.
I know. That's my point. I'm asking.
Yeah.
A nobody.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, nobody.
And I guess he's averaging 8-3, so they have him playing ahead of, I saw Damian Ball on the side. What is he on, two-way?
Got to be.
I like him. His upside better as a, you know, a backup to LaMelo or whatever. But I guess that's what Simpson is at 6 foot, in terms of what they got right now. And anyway, I hate to see it. He's just trying to prove to his coach he's a hustler and all that. But to take out Jalen that way, there's things you don't do in the league. That's one of them.
Yeah.
It's basically basketball 101. You learn that as a in peewee basketball,
right?
And so to take him out like that, real unfortunate. I'm not a KJ Simpson fan. We don't need to say appreciate the apology. What are you talking about? That's the least you can do. What you don't do is do something that's, you know, routine in the NBA, in terms of you give them that and you didn't hear. So that's unfortunate, and it's going to hurt you ultimately, and whatever you're doing, because now you don't have two. You're your top eight, and you put them with Brandon Clark.
Right, right.
Isla's already sort of relying now on a shorter rotation. Especially against the better teams. We saw it against Detroit and some of these others that you've lost to. And so, you know, it doesn't help you when Jalen Wells is out. It's been one you'd come to depend on.
Yeah, that one hurts. That one absolutely hurts.
Like, he got beat up, too, in that picture. Like, he fell on his face. It looked swollen.
Yeah.
To go with the wrist being broken.
Yeah, it did look swollen.
But it's good that he didn't, you know, nothing happened with the spinal cord or the neck and the head.
Yeah.
It was a scary situation.
Yeah, so Grizzlies have now won 3 in a row. They are 7th currently in the West, and they play the Timberwolves tomorrow in a game that will really help determine, you know, where they end up. They do have, obviously, 2 more after that, but, you know, you're trying to basically put away the Timberwolves here.
You've had great success against them this season. I would say, though, even with the loss to the Bucks last night, blowing a 24-point fourth-quarter lead, this is a different Timberwolves team. Again, one that had been red hot. I think it won 5 in a row before the loss to the Bucks last night. A hot team that's a different team than the one you beat earlier this year. And so, I mean, Randall's a little bit more locked in now in terms of his role there. They're playing better. They don't have much of a bench, but Anthony Edwards playing such a high level. And here's what you know. Coming off of the embarrassment that is losing a 24-point lead, like, you got to go way back in the NBA stats and records to find this kind of loss, the antenna, the urgency level for Anthony Edwards and this team is going to be, and you've already, what, beaten them twice this year, I think it is?
Yep.
I mean, they are going to have, you know, they're going to be on 10 in terms of how big they feel like this game is for them, how well they're playing beforehand, and coming off the embarrassment that was blowing that loss.
Yep.
So you're going to get their best effort. You would have already figured that. But I would have preferred them coming in 6-game winning streak, to be honest with you. And maybe they're thinking they're a little bit cocky and arrogant. They won't be now, after blowing a 24-point lead against Milwaukee. You're gonna get Ant's best.
Yeah, yeah, you will.
And you don't have a Jalen Wells as a body that you can throw out there against him. A body that you certainly would have used. Not good. So I wouldn't just look at that Minnesota game based on their score last night and say, okay, all right, well, the Grizz got this one. This is going to be more like the run where you had L.A., Boston, and the Golden State Warriors feels like to me.
No, it's definitely
But believe me, they're going to be prepared to play, you know, 38, 39 minutes.
Totally.
All of them.
Yeah.
Because they got to get this. They're trying to stay out of that play-in.
I mean, again, it's a playoff game, man. So, I mean, and they, you know, listen, they got – They still have, you know, Naz Reid. They still have Ant-Man. Like, they have players, although it just doesn't feel – they don't feel like the same threat as they did a year ago. They just don't. You know, I don't know if that's because of Cat. I feel like there was one more guy that they traded away that's not, you know, coming to mind. But, you know, Mike Conley out there is your starter for 28 minutes in 2025, like – you're really like he was good 10 years ago. Like all respect to Mike Conley Jr., but you're unserious in 2025 if he's your starting point guard. I'm sorry. Like I get it. Like he's like steady and a veteran and all that, but I think that's something that they're going to have to address, you know, because how much longer does he have in the league, bro? He's, you know, 37 years old.
Yeah. I think they'd figured that out this year. Certainly.
Yes.
And are prepared to move on.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be like, he's not going to hurt you, but not directly, but he's going to be an absolute zero defensively. And is he, like, capable of scoring anymore? I mean, he's averaging eight a game. So
he's minus 22 last night.
Yeah, I don't really know what they're going to do about that, you know? I guess in some ways, right, Rob Dillingham could have maybe been the idea there. I don't know.
I mean, you're going to shift to a backcourt that's got Dante DiVincenzo and Ant playing as the two guys.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you got him coming off the bench right now, but he took 15 shots. He's basically a starter.
Right.
There's a lot of times where he's out there and Mike Conley's not, because he was a ball handler for the Knicks last year. He can handle it. It's not ideal, probably. I think at their best, we saw when they had the sort of orchestrator first, Mike Conley playing at a high level. That was good for them. But eventually, they know this year. This is probably the end for Mike Conley as far as this year.
Yeah.
You're just moving DiVincenzo in, or you're developing, you know, bringing in some veteran point guard or developing another one.
Right.
But, that's they're going to have to address it, clearly.
Yeah, it's be priority number one. I don't know who's out there in the market. But, yeah, so it'll be – I assume the Grizz will be a three-and-a-half-point favorite tomorrow. They'll probably be, you know, 2.5, 3-point underdogs to the Nuggets. And then they'll be probably 6.5 against the Mavs. So heavy favorites in two of the three, you know, see where they get you. Go 2-1. I mean, obviously, we'd love to go 3-0. We'd love it if the Grizzlies went 3-0, but you take 2-1 and kind of see where the dust settles.
It's a real step up and test for Zach Edey.
Yeah.
He comes at a great time. He's playing his best basketball, and you're going to, you know, get Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert. Hopefully it can continue. Again, 40 rebounds last two games. Zach Edey's doing a marvelous job, really, in a Steven Adams impression right now.
Yeah, he
because
is.
These numbers he's putting up now far more resemble what you had envisioned when you told yourself, okay, yeah, he can come in as the final piece as a rookie and provide that sort of rebound. What he's doing now, yeah. You can tell, you can convince yourself probably. I know I have a much easier time doing. Okay, this can work. And remember, they've made adjustments. They've slowed it down. Edey has told you because Drew Hill talked about it. Setting screens for him is being more involved.
Yeah.
And so it's not just a matter of his shots dropping and you get more engagement. Them engaging him more in terms of setting screens for Ja has involved him more. You're getting more of an active guy around the rim, a guy who's more involved, more engaged mentally. And so, you know, seeing that tomorrow night against a much bigger front line,
and
one that's much more formidable, and the kind of stuff that you're going to have to face in the future, these bigger front lines in the West, that'll make me feel real good. And I'm sure a lot more fans feel real good about Zach Edey's future with the Grizzlies. They've done Isolo's done a marvelous job.
Yeah.
You didn't have to play fastest pace. You know, you could slow it down a little bit and play to this guy's strengths. And maybe in the process, lower your turnovers that have plagued you all season. It looks like they've done that. Hopefully it continues. You want to see it against a good front line like Minnesota's.
By the way, while we're on the subject
of Randall down
of
there
NBA,
too.
Can I get you on the pre-sale list for the LeBron Ken doll?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He made history. He became the first athlete to ever get his own Ken doll.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, man. It's fantastic. It looks great. I think we need to get one for the studio. And we'll put them right over there. Right over there with you.
Why Ja can't have a Ken doll?
Because Ja is lobbing grenades into the crowd now.
A Ken doll would have a grenade or a gun.
Again, we're at war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let us get back from war, and we can talk about a Ken doll.
Got it.
But, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, just another crowning achievement for the king. A Ken doll. Like, yeah. That's something. Who are you getting that for? Your daughter?
I mean, I wouldn't get. I think you get you would get it for
a
fan of LeBron.
You ain't getting it for your son.
You get it for
a collector.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's what it's $75. Seems reasonable enough.
Like a LeBron groupie would have it.
Right. Like that's all the trend on TikTok is all these songs that are like dedicated to LeBron.
Dude, my son plays them every day. Try to
trigger
me.
Yeah. See, we're in the LeBron glaze era right now.
It's unbelievable. I said, where are the Mike songs?
Mike didn't get no songs,
There's
bro.
A couple people, smart people, have come and done them to combat this stuff you're talking about. We're out of control with these LeBron songs.
Yeah, we are.
My kid brings me a different one every day. Who has enough time to do this stupid
kids,
stuff?
Bro. It's kids.
Stupid.
It's literally kids.
Well, school them, John, on who MJ was. School the kids. You got two of them. You're raising them.
Yeah.
Mine is schooled. I took care of my home.
You realize that that is a LeBron household.
That's why he triggers me, because he's been schooled on MJ being the GOAT. You understand that?
Right. But he doesn't accept it. He doesn't accept your teachings.
No, he accepts it, but he's going to try to trigger dad and all that.
No.
He accepts the teaching. You can't. There is no arguing 6-0, is there?
No.
Guess what they try to use? Oh, well, the year after Mike retired, Bulls still won 55 games or something with Scotty.
Right.
Means he was on great teams.
That is.
It's like your best defense.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue the six. There's no doubt
about
that.
Bro, LeBron had to go join a super team.
Right. Oh, he did. He did.
He couldn't bring guys up like Scotty was brought up by Mike. And turned into the defensive top player, top 50 in the league that he was.
But Michael Jordan never had a Ken doll, though. He never had a Ken doll.
We didn't want one.
You don't.
That's for kids and boys.
Kids and boys.
And girls.
And girls. I'm gonna get one.
Men.
Well, Penny didn't have a Ken doll, but he did have a doll.
The OG of dolls.
Yeah,
that's the one you want.
I do have that one. I have little Penny.
That's the one you want.
Still in the box.
OG.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Norton Hurd IV to get his thoughts on all of this and more. Jason and John, how do you turn to family? ESPN.
It's all our next guest, Norton Hurd IV, has ever done. Going harder every time. Team Thad program director and coach, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Named to that list again this year. Mitchell High product, Walker Holmes finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. He typically lights me to start before we get to the hard-hitting questions with pleasantries. So, Coach Hurd, how are you doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm doing great, man. The weather looks like it's good. Y'all show been great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Now, listen, last time we talked to you, it was John and I by text. It was about 9:10 p.m., on Monday night, and we got this text from Norton Hurd IV. Houston defense, Kelvin Sampson, fire emoji. And then we got nothing else for the rest of the night. Now, you are aware that Todd Golden and Florida came back and won, right, Hurd? Because we didn't hear from you.
Yeah, I'm aware of this, sir. Yes, sir.
And then I would ask you, Hurd, as a connoisseur of fine basketball, how did it happen, man? How did it happen against a veteran team, a Hall of Fame coach? How did Florida do that, man? How did they pull it off, seriously?
So, you and John know, and anybody who have ever came to any one of my practices, know me well, saw me in a game, that I'm a man of no excuses. Like, we have a no-excuse policy at Team Thad. Like, you know, the ball being slippery, the floor being slippery, as long as the other team got to play, you got to figure it out, right? I teach them that that's how life is. I teach my boys you can't go to Memphis like gas and water and tell them you can't pay your bill because you didn't get enough hours. You either got to figure it out or your lights off, right?
That's it.
So with me saying that, I'm not trying to take up for an excuse I'm about to make. I just wanted to build it up, but I see all these shows saying, did Samson get out coached and stuff? And to me, that's a lack of ignorance. And well, some fans just say that. I see it whenever Penn or anybody lose a game, it's just automatically someone got out coached. But I'm going to be 1,000 with you, man. We said it on the show. Y'all done said it. Like, Houston, if the refs get involved in the game, the physical, you know, team has a chance to lose. I just think the game was called 10 times different than it was in the first half. I mean, they was letting the bigs bump. They was letting them front. They were just, and at one point, it just got out of hand. And I feel like Houston couldn't be aggressive. And I was saying this when it was 10 minutes left in the game, 8 minutes left. Me and Jeffrey was texting. Even if Houston would have won, I don't know if other people see it like me, but I think the refs got too involved in that game, that second half. Now, granted, they started off and called the first five on Florida, which was a little crazy. And when that happened, it's like they had to make up for it.
Yep.
And they went hammer like 9-10 straight on Houston and got the big man foul trouble, which they was already undersized. And that was a kind of disappointing to me.
No, you're right. I mean, they did. They called five on Florida, I think, in 2.5 minutes. And then, obviously, I think did Todd Golden get the tech? I don't remember at what point that happened. But after Todd Golden got the tech, it felt like every foul after that was on Houston. You know, and that's mm-hmm. and that's the game you got to play. You know, I mean, you know that as a have you ever gotten a technical, coach?
Yeah, but not much. I kind of know when to let off at the end. And Todd didn't get the tech. The bench got the tech.
The bench got the tech.
Oh, the bench got the tech. Okay. But
crazy because you really can't get up on the floor. They was at the bottom, so I thought that was a little crazy,
but,
too.
But, Coach, if you were Kelvin Sampson today, if you were in his shoes, are you and I'm with you, like that game changed. It opened the door. Once the Houston Bigs get in foul trouble, it gives Clayton Jr. a confidence. I can go down the lane now, get this three-point play. Oh, I saw that drop, so now my three drops. But if you are Kelvin Sampson even today, are you not thinking more about the four straight possessions you went with a turnover, no shot, last four possessions of the game, particularly the last two with Sharp, and how, you know, aren't you more focused on how did we not get a shot off there than you are on the way the refs called that in the second half, in the end?
So I don't even do this for myself. I never complain about refs. But if I'm Kevin Sampson, coach, that game came down to the refs. I'm going to be real with you. When the game was, when they was letting them guys play, Houston was pretty much finna blow them out. They had got up 11 points. So the plays we're talking about, I don't even think it gets to that. They was discombobulated, man. The point guard didn't score a point in the first half.
Yeah,
maybe
zero.
1 point.
No, right? Zero. You're right. Zero.
And it feel like when Florida came out the second half trying to be just as aggressive, they was like, oh, let's just take it all out. And, man, I just think it was ridiculous. Even the commentator said at one point they called 3-4 fouls in 9 seconds. And next time I come on the show, I can let y'all know which position that was. And so, you know, for me being a coach, and this is, like I say, I don't make excuses. Once you see something going like that, Jason and John, basketball is a big momentum game. And once you take a team certain steam away, the momentum and the frustration had been there. Y'all saw it the last 3-4 plays. I saw it way before that because Houston was getting took apart because, I mean, I just talked to their coaches yesterday. And everything I'm saying, of course, they're respectful when they go say it national, but they're really hurt by that. You know, I talked to the assistants. I haven't talked to Sam's. I talked to his son and all of them. And but the possessions could have been better. They were sloppy. But the thing is, guys, in college and high school ball, a little more than the NBA, once you lose the momentum, it's very hard to get back or whatever at that point.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it was – It's so you're saying that the Houston got screwed by the refs. That's your official
yes.
statement.
Yes, and I'm neutral.
You open up Pandora's box though with that Herb, because in if I'm arguing that, and I know it, you know, it's one call as opposed to a half of calls. But then if I'm Duke, well, that wasn't a foul on Cooper. You know, we all thought that was a ridiculous call at that point, and then you're blaming, you know, part of the loss. You're blaming the loss on a referee's whistle. I just think it gets dangerous territory. I go back to the old herd. I go back to the herd that I knew and I came up with. It got started this with, there are no excuses. You have to adjust. Right, that's what and your players have to. I don't care if the floor is slippery. If they're getting plays, we got to get plays. That's my guy.
So I agree with that, Jason and John. But I guess what I'm saying now is with the Cooper flags and everything else we talking about, we talking that that's usually one or two plays. I'm talking about 10 or 15 minutes.
I'll give you that of for sure.
Unnecessary fouls. That were, you know, nothing there. That changes the realm of a game. I mean, I was disappointed watching it, and it was a great game. But when they started that, I was disappointed. And listen, I'm cool with both sides. I'm not a Florida fan.
I think you ate some of his wife's cookies, though. It sounds like you had some of Kelvin's wife's cookies.
No, that's messed up, man. I'm gonna be real with you. And even if you were going to call it one sided. I mean, at least help the 69-year-old man out, man. Like I was hurt. You know, I would have rather have Kevin go get beat. Let him get beat fair and square because, you know, Florida is a way better team than them. And that's why I was so impressed with the defense and the game. That's why when people like he got out coached, I'm like, got out coached? You do know Florida was the number one. I mean, John, you're a betting guy. They were the highest percentage to win, them and Duke. They got a way bigger team. They got more scores. So for him to be up most of that game, I think was impressive and shows the toughness of his culture. So I'm not getting all these talk shows saying he got out. Coach, y'all can tell me how y'all feel about that, but I'm not understanding it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a rough, what they had, four straight turnovers.
Last four possessions.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, again, that's, I don't know, it's rare that I think Todd Golden is a great basketball coach. I do. I don't think there's any shame in that. I don't think there's any shame. Like he did it against – he out-coached Bruce Pearl in that second half. He out-coached Dan Hurley at the end of that game. He out-coached Grant McCaslin at the end of that game. But you know what? It's funny. Like, we say he out-coached. Really, it was just Walter Clayton made the shots, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, that's kind of the hard part. It's like, you know, we get to say that he out-coached whoever it is, but if, you know – if they don't make the shots, we're not saying that anybody got out-coached. You know what I mean? In the end, it still does come on back to the players.
So why do we do that, though? Like, why every time someone lose a game, they got out-coached?
Because the buck stops with you, coach. It's your team.
It does.
In the end, I mean, when we say out-coached, we probably just mean, in a lot of those instances, the responsibility falls back to the coach, right? I mean, isn't that the way – if fans particularly look at things, especially in media as well, that the buck stops with the coach. It's your team. You put it together.
Okay. No, that's interesting. I get it. I just think that we go a little too far because, like, a team can be up for, like, and I didn't see it with Memphis a lot. A team can be up 38 minutes, and then if they lose, it's like they – and then some people do get out coached, so I'm not taking up for coaches here. I just think that's – Florida, Todd Golden did a great job. Congratulations to him. He has turned that program around in 2 years. What is it? And is it his second year or is it third year? He's turned around quickly. He's the youngest guy, so I'm rooting for that. But by the time they made it to the tournament, most people had said offensively Florida and Duke was the best teams, right? So they were the favorite, so I don't never look at the people that won to be the favorite out coach. That means you already had the most talent also anyway.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. All right, let's talk about my man LeBaron Filon. I don't know if it's official. I don't know how much you can say, but is the expectation that he's going to at least declare for the draft and see what's up? Is he going to, you know, where are we at with I'm top five in all of them, Filon?
Yeah, he is entering the draft and just kind of see where it go. Some people got him as high as a lottery pick. I seen one of the lottery thing came out yesterday that he wasn't on. But I think at worst he's like a top 18, 20 kid.
Yeah.
And these days the money is so big, you got to do it. I guess me outside of looking at the money, I always love kids to, you know, with these days go back to school, you know, because with the NBA – it's like if you don't get in there quick, it becomes G League, this, that, you know what I mean? And so for me, I think he had a great year, but I think he could work himself into like a top, you know, 5-8 pick, he go back. But you can't risk stuff like that these days. But yeah, he has entered the, you know, he's entering the draft, yeah.
And what Darion Reed, same thing. He gonna try to, I mean, there's no reason not to test the waters, right? I mean, if you're on you might as well just see what your feedback is at the absolute least. Darion Reed in the same boat.
Yeah, I think he's testing, but Darion was hurt most of this year, so I think he probably would have to come back. But like you said, there's nothing wrong with testing. They want to bring you in and stuff like that. I think that's a great experience because, you know, if he's 100% healthy, if you're not healthy, I think it could waste time and hurt things or whatever. But if he's healthy, but I think he's going back to school.
I think Filon's going to be a great NBA guard. I really do. Mm-hmm. Like just his speed and the way he can change direction, you know, and he's so young, you know, he's only going to get better. I feel like he's exactly the kind of guard that has success in the NBA in 2025. I really do.
No, I agree. 6'4", big guard, fast, 6'4", 6'5". I mean, and just what he did at Alabama, you know, was they was about to redshirt him, so he kind of came in last scholarship after getting out his Kansas commit. Didn't even get a lot of NIL. He just wanted to get close to home and to work his way all the way to the start and becoming the number one NBA prospect on the team. I think that shows his hard work. It shows what he can do long term, and it just shows his fight. So, yeah, I think he's going to be pretty good. But the NBA is also about what team you get drafted to and how much they need you, because realistically, out of the 60 kids that get drafted, usually only about 7 or 8 of them find an immediate spot their first year.
What about Walter Clayton Jr.? A lot of people are high on him now. I've heard Greenberg say this is guys I play at a high level. He said he thinks Walter Clayton Jr. can be elite in the league. Can he be like a Deron Williams type? Remember old Deron Williams? What do you think about him in the league?
I think he's pretty good. I know the analytics and they like to be on potential, but I also like people that's productive also.
Yep.
Already. And so I'm high on him. Who I'm a little higher on, like a guy like John Broome, who they have late set, like, I'm like, huh? Like, I think that Broome could be a good NBA player. But definitely that tournament that Walt have had, I mean, you know, it's always hard to see how somebody go translate in the NBA, you know what I mean, with so many good guards out there. And then, of course, he would have to work his way in, get that type of freedom. That's another thing, too, because it's like you ain't coming in like Steph Curry. You good, but I'm not sure people are willing to hand you that, you know, that torch it. So you have to earn respect and demand it and build your confidence. But Walt is really, really good.
Man, I it's a blast from the past, but he's one of your guys, one of your old guys, the Team Thad guy. I saw him last night. Now, he wasn't dressed out. I think, I'm not sure of his contract situation. Might be two-way. Maybe he's finished out the season. But saw Damian Ball with Charlotte. I feel like there is going to be a point where he breaks through. Where are you at now in terms of where Damian is in his pursuit of an NBA career? How close is he? How far still? How much work does he still have to do?
I think you're right. I think he's right there. Like
feels
when I was
like
looking at his G League numbers,
yep.
Like he was averaging triple doubles,
yeah,
and he was having 20 rebound games and 14 assist games, and I was like, whoa. And so when he finally got that 10-day, a lot of people weren't playing. I think he had up to 20 points, and they did him a couple of two ways, and the season about to be over, so I'm sure
right. They
extended him for the rest of the year. But I think he, you
man,
know,
he's got a lot.
NBA backup.
Yeah,
I think he's right there, Coach, and that's just a testament to his heart. He got good size. He got good
feel. Yeah.
Y'all know how much I love him, and that was my guy. Even when people in Memphis was like, I'm like, no, Damian Ball is better than, you know, not the star, and these other people y'all talking about. You know what I mean? And No, I think he's right there, Coach, but the NBA is so tricky to the point where it's like they'll make a guy like him start back in the G League and give some of these other guys opportunities more.
Right.
You know, it's just like finding the right situation. We got a kid from South Haven, Terrence Davis. He just got re-signed by the Kings yesterday too, right?
Yep.
And I don't get why he went on the team. At one point, I mean, he shot 40% from three. He was killing it. They gave him a 2-year contract, and then all of a sudden, ain't been in the league for 2 years. Nothing changed. His skill set still the same. Now they just re-signed him for the rest of the year out the G League. I mean, I think he had a 40- and 50-point game. So for some reason, some guys got a little bit more leverage than others kind of with them NBA opportunities and contracts.
I always wonder whether Terrence should have gone NFL. Now, he's had a good pro career. Don't get me wrong. Man's made. But remember, he was a receiver down there, too. And at his size, some thought he could have a – he had Division I football offers, if I'm not mistaken, heard. I just wondered whether he made the right decision in terms of that guy maybe could have played on Sundays. Like, he was that good in football, too. I don't know if you remember were familiar with his football side.
No, Coach, I'm weird. I'm tapped in with Terrence Davis.
Yeah,
a lot of these kids get older and do what they do. But I really love Terrence Davis. And you're right, he made the – Mississippi, Alabama All-Star game, had three touchdowns in that.
Yep.
And he actually had bigger football offers, but he loved basketball so much. Funny story is, you know, I had to actually go down to Ole Miss and beg AK to take him. Like, I'm like, AK, he in Mississippi. He want to be here.
Wow.
He not asking for no time. You know what I'm saying? Armstronger kind of vouched for me on it because – him and Vic, people was messing with him, but they really won. And he had a couple low D1s, Jordan Mincy, and them had mid-major. Jordan Mincy and Mike White at the time was like at La Tech.
That's right. That's right.
Him and Jeremiah a little bit, you know what I mean? And then and Will Wade was at Chattanooga. So it was stuff like that. And TD was like, Coach, I done had a big offer. I done went. And so him being a Mississippi kid, you know, they messed with him. He didn't even play much his first year. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
They were kind of starting Dante Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
They came out the same Ole Miss as a freshman. TD didn't even play, and when they did let him play, he exploded
went
and he gained a jump shot.
Yep.
Huh?
He went off. He went nuts once he got his opportunity.
Yeah, so that's another great story, man, of a kid that just was so, you know, athletic on both sides. And I guess it's hard to say because he did make it to the NBA what he should have picked or whatever, but he definitely was a really good football player.
Yeah. Hey, Hurd, appreciate the time as always, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Yep. Yeah,
he is Norton Hurd IV. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, how do you try?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
NFM, ESPN.
Leaders Credit Union is here for you, Jason and John, listeners, 92.9 FM, ESPN listeners, anybody in Memphis. They're really here to help you. What can they do for you, you're asking? I've got a bank. Already got accounts in my bank, Jason. Why do I need to switch over to Leaders? Well, you should do it because Leaders is specifically tailored to help you. Why? Because as a credit union, means they're fully owned by members, operate for your benefit, not like a bank. Well, they're operating for a profit. What Leaders does with the money is goes right back into Leaders, means right back into you. Better technology, better rates on things such as a HELOC, home equity line of credit. You want to do that big home renovation project. Maybe it's remodeling a bathroom. You're going to need a... You're going to need about $20,000, good chance. How about a home equity line of credit with Leaders? They come as low as 6.9% APR on those rates. And again, everybody's got to have cash, right? You got to get in the kids' basketball game. They don't accept cards. Go get your cash. Well, with Leaders, you're always close to your cash because they've got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America. They're all over. So you can always get to your money. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Again, that's leaderscu.com/ESPN, the waive the membership fee. You mentioned ESPN. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Masters start today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, officially, but you got that.
It's a three-par thing going on.
Got you.
Which draws enough attention that it'll be all over your sports center tonight.
Yeah, well, I'll be watching it NBA. Golf is just not for me. It's just not my. It's not a sport I'd care about.
I don't think anybody's trying to force it on you. I think we're resigned that golf's not to the fact that golf's not for John.
Right.
We figured it out.
Yeah, I don't think I'll watch any of the tournament this week.
Does your man Mike play?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just
maybe he can get you out there. It's your last chance.
No,
really.
No.
Nobody, but nobody wanted to play with somebody as low on the.
I tried
on the skill level as us.
I tried, I literally tried. Me and my man Dave, we went out to Riverbend Links, okay, and we was like, all right, let's play 18.
I saw you. I already know what's coming.
And it was like it took us. I'm not even exaggerating when I say this. It took us 3 hours to play nine holes. I mean. I God bless you. If you can do that and you have fun with it, and I know a lot of people bet on themselves when they play, like, that's great. But it's just not something I'm good at.
You probably should start at a driving range, somebody like you, as opposed to starting
on like
a golf course.
I like Top Golf. I enjoy Top Golf. I do enjoy
I'm just
that.
Saying, get yourself consistent with a swing first before you try to actually get on a course.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
going
to then take away from any hope of enjoyment you have. Like, have a decent swing first.
It was totally stupid.
Right.
Like, we were young. We didn't have kids. Like,
I mean, you still got plenty of time, bro, to jump in, and you will feel so natural.
You do it. I'll do it when you do it.
You will feel, you'll be among your people. You'll probably join a country club.
No.
You know? Just give it a chance. Give your genes a chance.
Are you a golf guy, George?
I'm not, no.
Yeah, it's just not.
I get it. Like, I can understand why, like, doing it and, you know, going out to a course, you know, with friends, I can see that being a good time, but I can't just sit down and watch.
I've only missed it in the times that Penny's invited me out,
that's
which
right.
has been never. And so I haven't missed not picking it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
I'm never going to get the. Didn't he take a bunch of folks out to all his close ones for his birthday out to Arizona or some spiffy
yes.
golf
oh,
course
yeah, yeah,
out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't invited.
No, you were
and
not.
And so since I'm never on that list,
yeah,
there's no need to learn.
You were also not invited to his day party in San Antonio, nor was I.
There was a day party?
Yeah, there was a day party.
The Penny Hardaway day party?
It wasn't
down
the Penny
there?
Hardaway, but he was like the first name on it. His
like
face
an
was
all white John or something?
I don't know if it was all. Kelvin Sampson was also on the guest list before the game. So
now you're just rubbing it in.
Did Jay Williams get to go?
I don't know. I highly doubt
Bet
it.
Bet not.
I highly doubt it. I don't remember who was on the list, but yeah. John Henson texted to me. He's like, we going? I'm like, I got
Jermaine was in that thing?
I'm sure he was. Yeah, Nolan Smith.
Yeah, you should. We probably could have got in, bro, if
maybe.
You just caught me. I probably might have got in through Jermaine. Too bad.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV for joining us on the show. Thanks, of course, to Jason Fitz as well. Jeffrey and company up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.